This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It is time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is Feed and Milk Outlook here in September of 2022. Everybody is watching the USDA crop reports. In August, they were suggesting that corn-wise, 14.4 billion bushels of corn, down 1% from their earlier estimates, that's 175.4 bushels. The new estimate just came across our desk is they're estimating the new one will be at 172.5, so even down a little bit more. That may put more pressure on the price of corn. In terms of soybeans, Bill, estimated yield of 51.9 bushels per acre. They're decreasing that. They're estimating down to about 51.5, so really not a significant change. However, the other bit of news comes out of the Midwest here, and that is their 30th annual Pro Ag Tour. And this is based on some 3,200 fields, actually corn and soybean fields here in several states, primarily in the Corn Belt here in the Midwest. And some interesting numbers, for example, Minnesota is going to be up 7.3% compared to last year. That's because they had drought last year. And, of course, Illinois is going to be down 2.8%, and that, again, is a weather situation as well. How do they do with the corn? They actually do an ear count, and they also look at the length of the ear and how full the ear is going to be. Soybeans, they cannot do much counting other than the number of pods there, and those pods will fill as well. August rains did help us quite a bit, Bill, in terms of corn starch improvements and filling the pod. So August was a friendly month compared to June and July. What about exports? Well, the big question is going to be, what is Brazil going to be doing here? What's going to happen to our carryover? We're down about 25 million bushels of corn. And what about ethanol production? Same thing would apply to soybeans for biodiesel use as well. So what does that all mean to our dairy farmers and listeners? Well, weather continues to be a factor here, but the combines, they don't lie. In other words, once they get in the field here in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have even better answers. One economist says that if the price of corn drops below $6 a bushel, he would lock in some of your supply for those farmers that are going to buy corn. Soybean meal, just wait. He suggests because of the increase in crushing yield that we expect lower soybean yields here in the future. Of course, everything goes up in costs. Certainly, fertilizer costs went up 52%, fuel up 24%. Interest rates, obviously, inflation up 35%. So all those things factor in terms of break-even, which then comes into our next discussion, what's going to happen on the milk side. There are some good news factors there, but that's also changing slightly. We are seeing a slight uptick now in cow numbers and milk yield on the cows. However, for the year, it looks like we're going to only be up about 2 or 3/10 of 1% in milk yield, which is characteristically quite low. Our exports, Bill, amazing. 19% exports in the April to June timeline, and that's a big number. Certainly, the whole question about inflation, though, will that slow down any expansion of the dairy areas? Will that slow down consumer buying of cheeses and butter? Will that also have an impact in terms of our exports as well? The good news is our U.S. dollar is softening a little bit. As you're exporting, that makes it a little bit cheaper there. And it's interesting, now the euro and the dollar basically are equal in terms of dollar value here as well. We also have high cheese inventories right now, and that's why the cheese market is not responding to this at this point, but it looks like it's going to be a good year for dairy farmers as they're finishing out 2022 here in terms of price of milk here. And of course, the good news, I think, is that there's no payments on the dairy margin coverage program, which compares the cost of producing milk feed-wise compared to the price of milk received by farmers. So our take-home messages are very simply, number one, reduce risk. Lock in when you can milk prices or feed prices that are advantageous for your farm, and certainly be looking at what's going to happen. And it looks like 2022 is going to be a good year. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Feed Forum Friday featured every Friday here on Dairy Radio Now. U.S. corn growers don't have to worry very much about an oversupply of corn or a big price drop, according to USDA Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski.
Production this month was reduced by 415 million bushels, so now it currently forecast at 13.9 billion bushels. Year over year, that would be down about 1.2 billion bushels.
Or about 8%, and the tightest corn crop since 2020.
$6.75 a bushel.
That's 80 cents higher than this past season. For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.